Welcome back to Courage to Shine with Michelle Colt. I haven't been this excited to do one of my podcast episodes in a bit. Yes. All right, let's jump right in. So recently I received a text from one of my near and dear clients. She happens to be a sacred sister as well. She's come to that workshop and some of the supports I've taught for it. It was a text feed that had been between she and her daughter. And basically her daughter was letting her know that one of the girls at school had given her a dirty look. And my friend and client said back to her daughter, "That's because she doesn't like herself." And her daughter said, "Yeah, Mom, that's right." This was one of my favorite texts that I have ever received regarding my work. How amazing that this young girl, I believe she's about 9 or 10 at this point, was able to see that her mother was right and that this girl being mean had nothing to do with her. Mind reading is one of the annoying things that can happen for us. Somebody doesn't return our call. Somebody doesn't get back to our email, whatever it may be. And all of a sudden, the mind starts going into all of these mind reads and explanations as to why this person isn't getting back to us. And usually the theme of the mind reads ties into old identities and beliefs that we have about ourselves and the world. I also wanted to talk about judgment today. Judgment is usually what's on top of fear and or grief. So a very groovy thing to do is that when you find yourself judging others or yourself, ask this question. What's underneath this judgment? And just let your belly relax. Notice what the temperature of the air feels like against your skin. And simply see what comes up. With a little bit of time, you'll be able to discover what's underneath the judgment. I was very excited to talk about both of those things that I just spoke about. But now I'm going to dive into what I'm super duper excited to talk about this week. So, I want you to ask yourself a question. Am I punishing myself for something? Am I punishing myself for something? Or you could ask it, am I possibly punishing myself for something? This gets played out in the most fascinating ways. I was recently teaching a workshop, and I personally got in touch with something, and I almost fell off my chair. I was born with a good singing voice, and when I was younger, I was oftentimes cast in leading roles in musicals. Now, my mom did not have a good singing voice. And she would belt out hymns at church, and I would feel mortified and embarrassed. Now, check this out. When I first started doing musicals, I would have a lot of anxiety come up around singing. And I realized that a lot of this had to do with the guilt I had for having a good singing voice when my mom did not. I think you get the point. If we had a parent who wasn't doing what they love to make money and bring in abundance, we can feel very conflicted about being very successful doing what we love. And a way we can punish ourselves is by not fully going for it and or sabotaging ourselves. So incredibly interesting, especially we're going to have a tendency to sabotage ourselves when we're in high-stakes situations, which would lead to us being more visible and making more money. This gets played out in very fascinating ways in the world of inherited family trauma. I have worked with clients who are repeating the same patterns because of what their grandfathers, grandmothers did as a way to make up for their sins, so to speak. Gets played out in the most fascinating ways. Now, as many of you know, one of my areas of expertise is inherited family trauma and also the break in the bond with the mother. And both of those areas play a huge role in our ability to give ourselves abundance, to give ourselves love, fill in the blank. Now, at that same workshop that I was just referencing before, I realized that one of the gals was sharing something that she had been punishing herself for something that her family dynamic was totally playing into. She did not feel comfortable giving herself her beautiful talent. And as a way to punish herself in high-stakes situations, fascinating, unconscious sabotage would come up. If we feel guilt about a dynamic that happened when we were young, we may unconsciously punish ourselves in some very frustrating ways. So, my new blueprint will help you make peace with the past and feel much more comfortable in the unknown of the future. It is also a fast track for feeling safe as your dreams come true. And here's what my lovely husband Robert had to say about this new blueprint. Well, she's done it again. I've watched Michelle put this new blueprint together for the past month. This blueprint, she's discovered, is going to deeply change the lives of those who attend her Sacred Sister workshops and learn it there, or learn it in private sessions with her. Wow. So, wanted to give you the dates again for my New York City trip. I will be seeing clients in person there from May 2nd through May 10th. And then the Sacred Sisterhood workshop is happening two times while I'm in New York, on May 4th. And then again on May 5th from 12 to 4, both afternoons. Again, it is not a two-day workshop. Some people have been a little bit confused. And my next Sacred Sisterhood in Los Angeles is going to be in June on the 23rd. Now, I am starting to get busier and busier with private sessions because of my new blueprint. So if you would like to learn it via Zoom, in a private session in person in LA, or when I'm in New York, go ahead and email me at michelle@michellecolt.com. If you can follow, rate, and review my podcast, I would so appreciate it. And please share this episode with anyone you feel could benefit from it. To get my beautiful ebook, The Nervous System Whisperer, pop on my website at www.michellecolt.com. Until next time.